972 at the end? Okay. And we could go ahead and take those if you
want. Yeah, let's take them.
Take the polled items now. Let's take 975.
Authorize a contract with Portland Streetcar, Inc. to provide operations assistance services for a not-to-exceed amount of $3,290,908.
Good morning.
Morning.
Commissioner Novick, sorry.
Colleagues, for a number of years, you know, we've had an agreement with Portland Streetcar, Inc. to provide operations assistance for the streetcar. Last year, we went through an open competitive solicitation process to solicit other applicants for operations assistance. The recommendation is to contract with the successful proposer, which is Portland Streetcar, Inc. The contract, I think, improves on our previous contract with PSI in a number of ways. It clarifies our roles and responsibilities, in particular clarifies that they are an independent contractor and not the city's agent. We addressed an issue about the collection of public funds that was causing our treasurer heartburn. Some fare revenues have been collected by PSI itself. Now all fare revenues will come to the city instead of being collected and deposited by PSI. Another thing that was particularly important to me is this PSI has always raised sponsorship funds, but there was no specific requirement for them to raise a specific amount. This contract does specify that they are expected to raise at least $300,000 a year in sponsorship funds. So with that, I'll turn it over to Catherine Levine.
Good morning.
Morning. The report from procurement to you today is in regard to a solicitation and a new contract for operating assistance services for Portland Streetcar. And the recommendation is to contract with a successful proposer, Portland Streetcar, Inc., 501c3 Corporation. I can go into quite a bit of detail about the process if you would like me to do so.
I think a summary would be better.
Okay. We'll be short and sweet. We advertised in April through the city system, and then we also solicited and advertised and notified through the transit industry to the American Transit Association, Community Streetcar Coalition, and Transit Talent, Inc. Near the end of April, we held a pre-proposal meeting. We had three prime contractors and one subcontractor represented. During the course of the solicitation, we issued four substantive addenda to address questions and clarify which contract terms were negotiable and which weren't. Solicitations were due on May 18th. We did receive one proposal from PSI. We had an evaluation committee of five. It included a non-city participant with a financial background from our minority evaluation program. We also included a representative from TriMet because they are a key funding partner in Portland Streetcar operations. And we included a representative from the city's Citizen Advisory Committee for Streetcar. They found the proposal to be responsive and acceptable. We issued notice of intent to negotiate in June. The period of protest passed with no protests. We began negotiations in July with a formal kickoff meeting with the board chair of PSI as well as their executive director and PBOT staff. We worked through completion of the contract in August and are here today with the recommendation from procurement in order to complete the contract.
Questions for Catherine?
Do all the PSI employees get $15 an hour at least?
I do not know, but I can find out.
I'd like to check on that, and also if there's a built-in cost of living adjustment each year for them.
What we have done at a contract level is provide a assumed 3% increase of costs. We've not specified where that goes, but I assume that could cover personnel expenses.
I'd like to make sure that it does. I think we have an overall issue where some of our pass-through money staff get cost of living increases and some don't. And
okay.
So if you could check on that.
I can.
Would the answers to those two questions affect the not to exceed amount?
I don't believe so.
It's not an emergency ordinance though, right? So we could find out.
I understand the process. This is the procurement report back, right, after which the chief procurement officer can execute the contract. So we can respond to you probably today with answers to your questions on the hourly wage and the cost of living.
So usually it's the contract is roughly in compliance with whatever's before us. I don't have the actual contract in front of me.
I don't think procurement included it as an attachment. I did get copies of the documents that they submitted.
Well, we can always amend it if necessary.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Definitely.
Okay. Other questions for Catherine? Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Anyone want to speak on this item? Okay. Come on up.
Mr. Walsh and Mr. Johnson.
Good morning. My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. We have a number of concerns. First of all, we don't like you doing this underneath the table. This is consent agenda, no discussion. But somebody that prepared these documents wrote regular agenda. So there seems to be a conflict right away. It's $3 million of tax money. Stop putting this stuff underneath the table. We wouldn't have to pull it. There are legitimate questions on this, Commissioner Novick. And the streetcar, if we didn't have the streetcar, we wouldn't be spending this $3 million because when we looked at this, a lot of this is administrative. So you're spending $3 million on administrative stuff. So we don't like that. The only good part about this is you didn't make it an emergency, which we like. We don't like emergencies. So this should have been on regular agenda. And the questions that the good commissioner, Amanda Fritz, raised are good questions. The people watching this have a right to know what their tax money is going to be spent on. I thought we had an agreement, Commissioner Fish, that anything over 100 grand, we would have a discussion. This is $3 million more, a couple hundred thousand. What the hell? You know, you guys spend money and you don't even give us the courtesy of talking about it. No discussion. Consent agenda underneath the table. Slide it through. And I see the commissioner dying to ask a question. Yes, ma'am.
I asked about this yesterday. My understanding was it was a mistake. It was intended to be on the regular agenda, and it was pulled yesterday. So, well, yes, when you see in the report that the X was on the regular, it was just it was a human error.
A mistake, a $3 million mistake.
No, it's not a $3 million mistake. It was a clerical mistake, Joe. So she's right.
It's a $3 million mistake because if it went on the consent agenda, nobody would have known about this. Nobody.
I believe the commissioner pulled it.
Well, you know, you guys, when we pull them, then you all of a sudden pull them.
No, he pulled it yesterday.
Well, you didn't say a word there, Commissioner. How come?
Mr. Walsh, I found it's unproductive to respond to everything you say because you say so many things.
Well, respond to the $3 million. Okay. Don't respond to me.
We pulled it.
Respond to the $3 million.
We pulled it. It should have been on the regular agenda. It is now on the regular agenda.
Okay.
Where are the potholes?
Joe, thank you.
Am I out of time?
Yes, Mr. Lightning, I think you're next.
I would like to have another hour.
I know you would, but we don't have one. So who's next?
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog PDX. One of the concerns I have on this agreement is I always have an issue on agreements being extended out too far. I don't like the 5 years. I'd rather have possibly a 3 year. I do not like the option to be renewed, at least without, hopefully you'll all have a say on that, on a final vote on that. So even putting that option to renew, I don't think it's even necessary. A couple of issues I have on this too is that I really want to start watching on the financial reporting that is being done. I feel that the streetcar, TriMet, the bus transportation, we need to start monitoring this very close on their financials due to the fact that Uber and Lyft are entering the market. I feel they will have a direct effect on their financials, and I want this to be monitored very closely. And that's why I do not want this contract extended over 5 years, because if we need to make adjustments, if we need to start funding more money toward this type of transportation due to the fact of these TNCs coming into the marketplace with no caps, I want this documentation to be taking that into an account. I want to be looking at other states at this time to also see what effect it has on the overall public transportation. And again, any of this public transportation, any federal funding that may be granted in the future, I want to make sure this documentation is very well prepared to understand if we begin losing money on these type of projects, we don't need to be funding these projects in the future. And it is the City Council's position and understanding pertaining to the transportation, any new type of transportation entering this market system, we must understand and look at how it will affect every other type of public transportation system and the funding that we got through federal grants and other various forms. We are required to make sure that we do not begin to lose money because of the decisions we make. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. For the record, my name is Charles Johnson, and with Commissioner Saltzman-Gonne, we'll say Lashana Tova and wish all our Jewish citizens a good Yom Kippur, a sweet year. I'm extremely concerned that Portland Streetcar is not earning their money. When we link to this through the agenda, there's only a two-page summary through Christine Moody. There's no direct link to the Portland Streetcar contract that talks about how we put teeth into the contract for quality control. There isn't any. And I hope Commissioner Fritz will just simply vote against this. We haven't seen any improvement in customer relations since Cameron Witten had his experience on the streetcar. The idiots that run the Portland streetcar cannot fix the sign in front of the library. They neglect it so much that citizens tore it down. So we have the reverse of broken windows policing here. We have the city doing a crappy job while citizens maintain things. So for a long time, in front of the library, perhaps the most popular streetcar stop, the stupid little sign said registering for about a month. The idiots at Portland Streetcar wouldn't fix it, so somebody tore the whole LED thing down, and it's been missing. It might be up yesterday. I don't know. I haven't looked for about 2 days. That's going to happen next on the southbound 11th Avenue streetcar at Safeway, where under a construction stop, the sign wasn't working to tell you when the streetcar was arriving. So there need to be direct sanctions, money taken out of the contract when Portland Streetcar has egregious situations where they ignore obvious problems. Every operator can look to a little bit to their right and see, oh, look, the sign has been stolen, ripped out of the streetcar stop. The next thing they need to do when they get this contract is at the top, they need to print some vinyl stickers and say, customer service is our number one priority. Our 24-hour number is 800, actually, but maybe you won't pay for that. So 503-PDX-SCIR or something like that. That's part of the reason you're hearing about these issues now is because it's not a friendly system to talk about quality control. And I encourage all of you, actually, to vote no on this measure until presenters that actually come from Portland Streetcar, not a city staffer, but if Portland Streetcar wants $3 million, you would think they could pay some of their highly paid employees could show up and say, we enjoy doing this work. We want to do it well. But it's not. It's a pork barrel contract.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
One more. Dan Power.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much. No.
Streetcar Inc., clarify 3 points for you. First of all, the sign was not ripped down. We took it down, and it's up yesterday.
Can I just add more of that? Yeah. PSI is not responsible for maintenance of the facilities. That is something Portland Streetcar does, and we currently have a system that was based on 2G that's being upgraded to 3G, and on some of the older signs, we've actually had to send them back to the manufacturer to be repaired.
I believe your two questions were my wage and cost of living increase. We always have a cost of living increase. This year it was 2.1%. Our wages for our lowest paid person, which is customer service person, which we hired last week, is $14.40 per hour. If we want to do 15, that's fine with me. That was not set on anything in particular. That's just the rate we've been accruing at.
So would you please increase it to 15?
Sure. I'm sure they'd be happy to hear that.
Good idea for all of our contractors, for us to systematically keep advancing that into other contractors. So I appreciate you bringing that up, Commissioner Fritz.
Okay.
Other questions? Other things that need to be followed up on? Okay. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Okay. Any further discussion? And if not, a motion, please, on the report.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call. Okay,
I really appreciate Catherine's, the procurement office's work on this, and we've got a contract that is significantly better than the one we had before. Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hales.
Thank you very much. Aye. Okay.